Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Certainly it was a good way to end the work week, seeing veteran Edgewood wrestling coach Greg Ratliff have his five-man coaching staff named Staff of the Year in the state of Indiana by the National Wrestling Association. The quintet includes former Edgewood grads John Bray and Buddy Mitchell, who have given back big time to their high school alma mater. You toss in veterans Marty Deckard, Toby Turner, and Danny Coyne. It's little wonder we've seen the success for over a decade plus out at Edgewood. Bonding together, no I in team, and aside from, well, the mat success with the kids, these men are molders of, well, young men, teaching not only techniques, but teaching the Mustangs how to become good people. Life's lessons, if you will, as the kids move their process along. To the Edgewood crew, outstanding. National finalists to be announced later this summer. Congrats, fellas. Well deserved. Reds on the radio tonight at 7. Back to August 2 years ago with the Giants. Extra frames ended by a walk-off. Tonight at 7, right here on the radio dial. And by the way, happy Pops Day Sunday to all you dads. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
They say it's a new normal, but nothing about the 2020 Triple Crown Series this year is normal. The first leg will be run 2 weeks after the last was originally scheduled to be completed. We'll begin 3 minutes before the official start of summer Saturday at 5:43 in New York and end in Baltimore, with the Kentucky Derby squeezed in the middle. The races will be strung out over 3.5 months instead of the usual 5 weeks. The 152nd Belmont Stakes, a mile and an eighth, not the customary mile and a half for 10 3-year-olds tomorrow. Can Tisdall Law stamp himself as the clear star? 82-year-old trainer Barkley Tag knows all about Belmont, the graveyard of favorites. Funny side, upset by Empire Maker denying Tag the Triple Crown 17 years ago. Our view for this one, and well, I've watched a lot of races during this pandemic. He's the class of the field. Now who can beat him? I'll take Tis the Law. But Tampa to win at 6-1 and Pneumatic at 8-1 to upset tomorrow. Betting strategy? Dial up the old area code, huh? 812. A little try there. Soleil Volante is the 2 horse at 9-2. They're at the post and they're off. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.